This is 89.1 WEMU, and on this Tuesday, it's time for another edition of Creative Impact. It is our weekly look at the impact of the arts and creative sector on our lives and on our community. My co-host for this weekly feature is Deb Pollack, and Deb is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as content partner. Always good to see you, Madam President.
And it's always good to see you too, David. So here's a factoid for you.
All right.
Did you know that Nobel laureates in the sciences are 17 times more likely to be engaged in the arts than other scientists?
I will say this. I have a lot of friends who are musicians, and almost all of them are exceedingly good at math, except when it comes for the restaurant bill. They're always good. So it makes perfect sense to me that science and the arts are tied together.
They absolutely are. And perhaps our guest today, Solana Howard, a sophomore here at Eastern Michigan University studying environmental sciences in the society, will find great success in her future due to her lifelong involvement with music. And so we're going to have a conversation about art and creative education, and in many cases, the lack of that education. And that's a subject that animates me greatly. So let's welcome Solana.
It's great to be here.
Well, thank you so much for the time, and welcome to Creative Impact. Now, your friends call you Lana, may I?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
You can, but I can't.
Now, Lana, you grew up in Ypsilanti and started playing violin when you were pretty young. Now, was that by choice or was that something your family wanted for you?
That was my choice.
Oh, cool. So what led you to that?
I began playing piano when I was younger. My mom forced me to do it.
Oh, so there was a mom in there somewhere.
Yeah, she actually forced me to play piano for a few years, and then I actually started to like it, and then I was introduced to the orchestra. Ypsilanti Youth Orchestra, and that's when I began playing violin. And I was like, Mom, I want to play that, the small one with the strings. I want to play that.
So you started with the youth orchestra. So how did you get involved with them?
I was in band in the sixth grade when I was about 11 or so, and I was playing the flute. And I was also singing in the choir there. And the teacher, she knew it was very close with the orchestra director and his wife, and we sang at one of their concerts, and that's when I first kind of really was introduced to them.
Now, this is the Ypsilanti Youth Orchestra, not the school orchestra.
Yes.
David, you might not know this, but the Ypsilanti schools do not have an orchestra
program. I did know that.
So that's why William and Verna Hayes started the Ypsilanti Youth Orchestra 20 years ago, mm-hmm. and that's a tuition-free program that
yes.
they started. And you became involved with that because it was an orchestra, which is certainly different than band.
Yes.
And Deb, when it comes to orchestra and arts and music in education, across Washtenaw County and throughout the state of Michigan, it is becoming harder and harder to find appropriate funding for these programs.
Well, it's an interesting reality that the discrepancy between who has and who doesn't have these programs follows very much the same inequity lines that we see in every other circumstance in our societies. And it's actually an initiative that we're working with, we, the Arts Alliance, with the Washtenaw Intermediate School District to try to solve, but it's a big issue. And so we have some award-winning programs here
Absolutely.
In Washtenaw County, but we have other districts that don't have these programs. And it's not only just about direct producing programs that you perform in, but it's also integrated arts and education programs.
And that's why the work of William and Verna Hayes is so important with the Ypsilanti Youth Orchestra. Lana, tell us about your initial experience with the orchestra. Did you love it right away?
I really did. They were all kids learning at the same pace that I was, not knowing anything, and it was really great getting to know my teachers and getting to know a lot of the different students from multiple different school districts.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollack. Our guest is Lana Howard. She is a sophomore here at Eastern Michigan University studying environmental science and society, and she is also an Ypsilanti Youth Orchestra mentor.
And Lana, so at some point your family moved to Milan. How old were you when that happened?
I was about 11 or 12 when we moved to Milan.
Okay. And they also don't have an orchestra program.
No, not at all.
And I actually just double-checked this morning, and they still don't have an orchestra
Mm-mm.
program. And so you stayed a member of the YYO, and but had to travel back and forth from Milan. That's quite a commitment.
Yeah.
So did you just love the whole thing, or was there something else besides the rehearsals and the programs and the being on stage and doing this? Was it more than just the music?
I loved the music, and I loved the atmosphere. It was very inviting, and it was, I don't really know how to describe it.
Let me ask you this. When you play music alone, how does that make you feel?
I feel kind of inspired, but it depends on my environment, I guess I should say.
So, and let's move that environment into the orchestra setting. How do you feel when you are working in concert with a multitude of others to create an even grander sound?
Oh, it's amazing. I absolutely love it. That's the reason I've been with them for so long.
You're feeding off of others. You're working with others, and it builds, and it's much more fulfilling for you.
Yeah, it's really nice being able to work with so many different people.
At what point did you find the cross-section between music and the arts and science, which is going to be your chosen professional path?
I would say somewhat recently. I just recently switched my major, and when I was younger, I was really shy, and I think really music really helps me with that. So now when I have questions, now that I've switched my major, it makes it a lot easier for me to go out there and do whatever I need to do.
So while you're not going to be a professional musician, you do choose to remain involved with the Ypsilanti Youth Orchestra as that mentor, as I had mentioned earlier. Why is contributing in that way important to you?
And tell us a little bit about the mentor program too.
Okay, so the orchestra did so much for me. Like I said, I was a shy child, and I really want to help other students kind of get out of their shell. And a lot of people have really bad anxiety when performing, and they can be really shy too, or they're just really nervous when it comes to different things. And performing in a big group, it can really help you kind of come out of your shell and just be who you really want to be, I guess, I suppose. And I really like being able to contribute to that, since so many people helped me.
And so you do that now as a college student, and you're working with the young people at the Ypsilanti Youth Orchestra. So tell us a couple of experiences, how maybe you feel you've influenced somebody else, or perhaps how somebody's influenced you, one of your mentees.
Well, I have one in particular. I've known her for the majority of the time that I've been there. Her sister, I worked with her sister too. But this particular player, she's very anxious, and whenever we're able to play together and the more we work through stuff, I can really see her starting to become more confident over the seasons that we've worked together. And it just really makes me so happy when I can see her not be so shy or anxious before a concert, because she knows that she knows what she's doing and that she's learned a lot during the season.
And does she comment to you about that? That she, it's helpful, or is it something that's just happening to her but she may not be conscious of at this point?
I've noticed it in her, and then her mom has also talked to me and told me that as well.
That's great. That's really great.
So do you think these relationships that you have formed throughout your experience in the Ypsilanti Youth Orchestra and now as a mentor in the program, are these relationships that you are going to carry forward beyond your involvement?
Yes, I would absolutely love to.
So, Lana, as our time is winding down, I'd like to bring the conversation back to arts and education. You know, as school districts consider budgets, they have to set their priorities, and you know, music programs aren't always at the top of their value list. But if you were sitting in front of a school board and you had to share with them why you think music or arts and education is important, what might you say to them?
I would tell them that it helps you with your time management, which is really important when it comes to being a student. And it helps you be more creative and think of a lot of different solutions to different problems as well.
So it helps in more than ways.
Oh,
And even if you're not going to be a full-time musician in the rest of your life, you think these are skill sets that will carry on forward?
Yes, and there's so many more that I can't mention, but yeah, there's so many
not enough
benefits.
Time,
yes,
as I mentioned.
So many benefits.
Well, Lana, the Ypsilanti Youth Orchestra is celebrating its 20th anniversary with a special tribute to the founders of the program, that of course being William and Verna Hayes, and it's going to take place on April 26th. That event is going to serve as a fundraiser to help support the tuition-free program moving forward. Are you going to be there?
I plan to.
Is there a performance that night?
There will be live music, yes.
Great, 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 great.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on Creative Impact today, Lana.
And we're pretty sure, aren't we, David, that Lana's going to have a pretty bright future.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. And we do wish you the best of luck in all current and future endeavors.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being on the show.
That is Lana Howard discussing her experience with the Ypsilanti Youth Orchestra and the importance of an arts education in our public schools. And Deb Pollock, we'll see you again next week.
I will be here.
Deb is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, which serves as our content partner for Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.